When finished, the new pipeline will transport oil across many waterways in northwestern Wisconsin, something that troubles Tony Pagorek. He's a retired farmer in Minong whose property is on the pipeline route.
If that material ever dropped into Lake Superior, we would have it fast feet in the precious body of water.
Other opponents worry that a leak could threaten a tribal food staple as well as the ecosystem. Marty Kobanes is with the Indigenous Environmental Network.
A lot of river crossings and lakes they're going through hold wild rice beds. Once you ruin that, you're going to ruin that forever.
Kobanes says the Fond du Lac and Leech Lake tribal governments approved the expansion, which should have been put to a popular vote. He says he and other opponents will file an injunction against the project, then petition tribal courts to let reservation residents approve its development on tribal land. But Frank Bebo, with the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe's legal department, says there were many open meetings for community input before the council made its decision, and leaders worked out a deal with Enbridge.
We identified all the duties that they're responsible for cleanup, and they also have identified our corridor through Leech Lake Reservation to be given a higher standard of treatment towards the environment. The agreement also provides over $200,000 to have a liaison position from our resource management to be on site through the entire construction.
Bebo adds Enbridge already has another pipeline going through the same route, and he's not aware of any dangerous spills tied to its pipeline development. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.